conduct us, that we should encourage other people to do good and stop them from doing evil. The second hadith in the chapter, عن أبي العباس سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوم خيبر لأوتين الرأي غدا رجلا يفتح الله على يديه يحب الله ورسوله ويحب الله ويحبه الله ورسوله إلى آخر الحديث. There is a lengthy hadith in which on the occasion of the battle of Khaybar, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the narrator of this hadith, the Sahabi's name was originally Huzn, which means sadness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam changed it to Sahab, that means easiness, comfort, and this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's habit. If somebody's name was not a good name, you would change it to a good name. And we should be also careful that we should not keep such names of our children which have got a bad meaning. Like, for example, this, like the name that Huzan. Today, or keep names just because they sound nice, or because it's the name of some film star or actress or somebody, and then we keep that name and we don't think of the meaning. The meaning of the name has an effect on that person's life also. How many people continuously in their lives face problems because of the wrong name that was kept for them? Therefore, we should be very careful in the naming of our children and use good names. And where we have, by mistake, kept wrong names, we should change them into good names. He was 15 years old when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. A child of only 15 years, but in spite of that, he narrated so many hadith. He was blessed with a long life and lived until the era of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. He passed away in the 88th year of Hijri and the age of 100 years. Though he was only 15 years old, but 188 hadith are narrated from him. And that time, the knowledge of a person was gauged by the amount of hadith he knew. So a boy of 15 years was such a great muhaddith, such a great alim, that he had narrated 188 hadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tomorrow I will give the flag of Islam to somebody whom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves Allah and His Rasul, and Allah and His Rasul loves him also. Naturally, everyone will be eager to be that person whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared that that person loves Allah and His Rasul, and Allah and His Rasul loves him. فَبَعْتَ النَّاسُ يَدُوْهُونَ لَيْلَتُهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يُقْطَاهَا. The people pass the night all thinking, discussing, and hoping that it will be them, that I will be given this honor. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ النَّاسُ غَدَوْا عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كُلُّهُمْ. In the morning, all of them flocked to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hoping that they will be that fortunate and lucky person. So, كُلُّهُمْ يَرْجُوا أَن يُعْطَاهَا. Each one wished that he will be given that flag of Islam. فقال نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام told them when all had gathered, أين علي بن أبي طالب, where he is Abu Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه, the son of Abu Talib. فقيل, it was said, يا رسول الله هو يشتكي عيني, he has got a problem with his eyes, he's got some pain, his eyes are whatever, itching, can't see properly, some problem with his eyes. Or Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَرْسِلُوا إِلَيْهِ, send him to me. And he was then brought and to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأُوْتِيَ بِهِ فَبَسَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِعَيْنِهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam put some of his saliva, some sweat on his eye. وَدَعَى لَهُ فَبَرِيَ. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made dua for him, and his eyes became immediately right. There was no problem, no sign of any problem. It hardly appeared that there was a problem. Such was the barakat of each thing of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Whether it is the hair mubarak, and today we do get that the people still have the hair of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, or any clothing of his, everything has got great, great barakat in it. Hatta ka'allam yakum bihi waja'un. And it became so well as though there was never any pain, any problem. فَعَطَاهُ الرَّعِيَةُ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gave him the flag. فَقَالَ عَلِيٌّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Hazrat Ali رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ مُقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مِثْلَنَا. Must I fight with them until they become like us? That is, they accept Islam. فَقَالَ Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, أُنْفُضْ عَلَى رِسْلِي حَتَّى تَنْزِلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ. Go your way, your normal way, go until you reach them. When you reach them, ثُمَّ دْرُوهُمْ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. Call them towards Islam, the basic principles of Islam, the teachings of Islam. وَأَخْبَرُهُمْ بِمَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ حَقِّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And inform them what are the rights of Allah Ta'ala upon them. فوالله لا يهني الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم. By Allah, if Allah gives through you one person hidayah, then that is better for you than owning great camels. Owning a great camel was a very prized thing for the Arabs. Like today, owning a very top motor car, etc. If Allah gives one person, he died. And this is the part of the hadith that has got relationship with the chapter. That if we invite somebody and one person gets hidayah, it is a great, great, great earning for a person. This we all should try and be conscious about. Whether it is the workers in our shops, the maids who are working in our houses, they are continuously with us. We should try and give them da'wah. And everyone should try that in his lifetime, at least one person he should bring into the fold of Islam. And then after work on that person to teach him the basics of deen so that he learns and practices also. So it is very important to give da'wah of Islam to whoever we can. And these are occasions which are so easy. People who are working with us, working for us, whether in the shops, whether at home, to give them da'wah and to show them Islamic character, good character, and in this way they will be enticed to accept Islam. May Allah give us all so free creatures.